Yeah, thankfully there was a unanimous voice from the people, from the councillors in Donegal, that we want the democratic wishes of the people of the North to be recognised. The people of England and Wales voted to leave the EU, but the people of the North didn't. That should stay. They should remain. That should be recognised. But we're also concerned about the impacts for County Donegal, which I think could be more impacted than any other place on this continent with a border running through the middle of us.
And what we have is uncertainty. Enda Kenny has refused to rule it out because we don't know what Britain's next move is yet. And uncertainty is not good for commerce.
Yeah, I think Enda Kenny hasn't been strong enough on this by any stretch of imagination. Nicola Sturgeon has done the Scottish people proud by saying loud and clear that she wants Scotland to remain and she'll stand up for their rights in the EU. Enda Kenny needs to do the same for Irish citizens in the north and for all of us in the border region. It'll be hugely affected by this decision.
So what comes from today's meeting then, as far as you see?
We've been making a representation with the Taoiseach's office, with the government, asking them to fight for the north to remain. We'll also be meeting with our counterparts in Derry and Strabane Council and trying to work together and ensure that there is cooperation and forward moving forward in the Northwest.
I don't think there's anybody would like to see a physical border between, counties Donegal, Derry and Tyrone and Fermanagh.
Absolutely, the reinstatement of borders in Donegal and Derry would be disastrous, to say the least. We can't allow that to happen. We've a peace process in place now, and so much work is done to ensure the harmony in this area, and that could not happen.